luck. How's Tannehill compare, and what do we have to be wary of when you face him?
Well, you know, you look at Tannehill, and I think he's in a great situation, you know, that you got to – a head coach that you've been with in college, and now as your offensive coordinator, they pretty much run the same offense. So he's really not a rookie. You know, he's a rookie in this league, but I think he's probably about a fourth or fifth year guy, you know, and he doesn't have to think about the system. He understands where the routes go. He understands all those things, and I think he's doing a really good job.
Are you familiar with Sermon's offenses from facing him at your other stops?
Yeah, you know, it's a traditional West Coast offense. You know, they do a great job. You know, it's, you look back at Bill Walsh and when he really started it, and then you look at Mike Holmgren, and it just kind of branches off from there. And I know everyone has their own flavor to it, but it's still a traditional West Coast offense.
How come you elected, I guess, to move upstairs, and how do you envision that working like the rest of the season?
Move up who?
Move up into the box as opposed to being...
Well, you know, it was something that me and Mike got a chance to talk about, you know, just to see what it would be like. I had done it in Buffalo, and, you know, up in the box, you don't get a chance to feel the game. You see it all. You see what goes on, and, you know, you get a chance to see if there's guys messing up, not messing up. You can make the corrections right quick when you're talking to the coach the very next play. Compared to when you're on the football field, you actually feel the action. You can kind of feel what the players are going through, look in their eyes and see if they're telling you the truth or not. So all those things happen.
I mean, do you, communicate, guy probably likes to communicate with his guys. Will you miss that?
Well, I still communicate with the guys. You know, I always talk to the coaches, you know, and that's one thing that you do. And like I said, it gives you instant feedback right now because I'm there charting, okay, who made a mistake on that play so they don't come back and get beat again on it or mess up again on it. Those are things that you can do when you're in the box.
I'm guessing this might got lost by the time the Bears game ended, but the fact that you guys actually did get off to a quicker start defensively, didn't give up the earlier scores, even get the turnover there, is that at all something to build on for you guys?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like, you know, we're kind of talking to our guys about that, you know, basically try to control what you can, you know. And like you said, we can't control the other stuff that happened, but you can control what you're doing when you're on the football field. When you're out there, you got to say, hey, look, this is what we're out here to do, and that's get the ball back for the offense. You know, our guys did a good job of getting a safety there, even though it was a holding penalty. Morgan and a couple of guys were kind of free to get that, to get the sack for the safety. And then I thought the guys did a great job up front. You know, before the game kind of got in hand, then you couldn't do that, so you pretty much had to call the game as it was.
What kind of development are you seeing out of the young guys? You know, Ayers, Casey, McCarthy, when he's, you know, now that he's been able to get back into the action with all that youth there?
Well, you know, you got a lot of young guys. Really, you know, when you get a chance to take a look at really the practice film and then you put the game film together, when we put, you know, all those guys in, you got Cody, you also put Zach Brown in, those guys are actually doing a lot of talking. And that's a pleasant surprise when you got rookies that are in their first year talking, and then they're talking to McCarthy, they're talking to Ayers, their guys are communicating, you know, as the play is going on. That's where you grow. You know, you don't grow because the guy just does his job on his own. You have to really communicate as the play is going on, who has what, you know, what's the tip. When you can get that, that's what the good defenses do, and then they pass it along to the other guys.
What Cody do to earn more playing time?
Well, I thought Cody had been doing a really good job, you know, during the whole camp. And then also, you know, when they were out on scout team, he was going against our receivers. And then, you know, Marshall was such a big receiver. You know, we wanted to see if we can put a bigger body guy out there, because he, not only did he play X, he played slot receiver sometime for him, and I thought he did a good job. You know, this week we're still splitting the time between him and Mouton, and we just decide on who's going to do that, but they're both playing pretty much equal.
With Ayers getting a sack the last couple weeks, I know you guys had a more defensive end. You try to get him more reps defensive end slot, and maybe even kick in some of the other guys inside, do you think, at some point?
Well, I mean, our guys are not big enough to go inside. You know, you look at Morgan and Wembley, you look at Solomon, but that is the thing that we've been talking about, and he can come off the edge, and that's the thing that we got to keep getting out of him. You know, even though he doesn't start there, we need to get him going at a defensive end spot when the other guys need a break. And when you do that, we don't need a drop-off when he comes in. And I think that's good for us because we got some solid guys that can go in and play.
Marshall said that Devon Best is one of the best route runners in the league. Is that something you see when watching film?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember him from Hawaii. You know, again, the guy's done a great job in and out of the cut. And he does a fantastic job of making you think he's going one way and he goes the other way. He reminds me a lot of Kendall, you know, who can run in and out of cuts, stop on a dime, you know. So I urge our guys to cover Kendall in the slot, and that's pretty much the closest look you're going to get to him this week.
Just had one follow on the Ayers thing. Do you try and maybe get him increased, you know, in that rotation with Wembley, maybe more snaps at all for him and less for Wembley at all, or do you like?
No, I think, you know, our guys got to understand that, you know, we're going down to Miami. It's going to probably be about 70, 80 degrees. So you got to rotate your guys a whole lot more. You can't wait until, you know, you don't want one guy to get 20 snaps, the other guy gets 60. You don't want that. You know, you got to start even those snaps out a little bit more that way. But I don't think you take off of Wembley and give them to someone else. Because, again, I think those guys are really good when they're out there. You know, not one guy's disappointing us on the football field defensive end.
Is Zach Brown, I mean, you've seen more consistency out of him as he's been out there more? And what is he doing well right now?
Well, I think he's recognizing things that are happening around him. You know, he the last 3 weeks I thought he's done a fantastic job, especially when Spoon had to go in and play Mike. You know, you look at that, and then Zach was a rookie. I think his first game he was kind of shaking. We played against Houston. You know, he made some mistakes that he's not making right now. So the more he plays, the only better he's going to get.
Have you guys done a good job of rotating your D linemen against the no-huddle teams that you've faced so far?
Well, I mean, I think we have. The thing you got to do is you got to remember you can't just run guys out there when they're not huddling up, because you know what offense is going to do? They're going to go to the line of scrimmage. You're going to get a cheap 5 yards. So if you got to be really understanding that you can only sub when they sub. But if they're going no huddle, you got to pretty much play that series out until there's a dead ball or something like that, and then that's when you can get a guy out there.
To Hartline surprise some guys? I mean, you look at his average, he's you know, getting a lot of yards per catch. Does he take teams by surprise a little bit?
Nah, I hope not. You know, I think our guys understand that, you know, when you have, what is that, 243 yards against Arizona, you know, I know they got some really good skill guys, you know, over there covering them. So if you think he can't play, you got another thing coming. You know, Hartline reminds me a lot of guys who don't have big names, but at the end of the year they're going to the Pro Bowl because they work. And that seems to be the recipe that's been going on for the last 4 or 5 years. You know, you look at Miles Austin, you look at guys like that, and you think, man, what are these guys doing? Well, they're outworking you, you know, and you think you're going to use athletic ability, and he outworks you, and he leaves athletic ability in the dust. So that's the thing that you try to preach to guys. If you got athletic ability, if you work hard, you'll be that much better.